Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. I don't know, but I've seen it in the movies. Italians will eat pasta all year long, whether it's in the bleak midwinter or al fresco on a sunny summer afternoon. Pasta is always there. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, there seems to be quite a few pasta ideas that are appropriate for these warmer months.
And you know, you're right. We will eat pasta 365 days a year. That's not a problem. But you know, one of the things, Baltimore, you know, July and August, it's hot.
And
if you don't have to heat up the kitchen, you know, there's probably no need to. And I think pasta is a great foil for a lot of the great produce that we're seeing through the middle of the summer. I think you can make these dishes either way with pasta that you cook. In other words, boil the water and use different pastas.
Mm-hmm.
I see there's pasta now available that's already cooked.
Really?
That you can buy in the stores.
How about that?
I don't even know if feel like you need to boil a pot of water.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's fun to put together a cool combination. And the basic sort of strategy for this is get a big mixing bowl, put a bunch of stuff in it, and then take some cooked pasta and just toss it in it and serve it.
So that's kind of nice.
I do like, if you don't mind boiling a pot of water, you know, I do like to cook the pasta. So one of the things that I like to do is everybody loves gazpacho.
Yeah.
Including our producer, Bob White. And what I do is take that same sort of group of ingredients and make a dressing for my pasta with it.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, in a blender, tomatoes, cucumbers, peppers, garlic, red wine vinegar, cumin, cayenne pepper, blend that up, add some olive oil, and then all the things that would go in gazpacho just chop up and toss with a bunch of pasta, and you've got pretty much a great sort of super flavorful pasta dish that really takes very little time and is super light in terms of heating up your kitchen.
Jerry, you're making my mouth water. I hope you realize.
I mean, another one that can't be beat are the simple combinations of things like peas, feta cheese, mint, and olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all you have to do is toss a bunch of pasta in those simple ingredients. If you'd like, a piece of grilled fish on top, and you're done.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I love to do is if you've got a creme brulee torch and you want to find another use for it, I get tomatoes, I cut them in half, and I char the skins with the torch. So I'm not roasting them. I'm really just charring the tomato skins. And then I'll take things like fresh arugula, some chopped up or grated provolone cheese, some black olives. And the other thing I do like to keep on hand for summertime is confit garlic cloves. So in other words, take a pot of oil and confit some garlic cloves and put them in a jar. Scoop a few of those in there and you toss in some pasta and you get this really nice charred tomato sauce. It's, again, without really turning on the stove in terms of making the sauce. So those types of things, you know, I think can really be fun. And now, the opportunity to just sort of start putting all sorts of things together, whatever you're in the mood for, to make, and boom. You can also swing this over into the cream world by adding some yogurt into that bowl and getting a little bit of a creamier version of things, which I think, if, especially in sort of Mediterranean style, is fun if you're going to add some heat, because that'll make it soft and simple.
It sounds like a great thing to do if you've gone shopping at the market and
yes.
come back with a whole
Perfect.
Bunch of produce.
Exactly.
That's great, Jerry. I can't wait to try them. We're going to put these recipes on the website.
We shall.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.